I'm Marco Werman with The World. It's one of those days where you just shake your head at the violence around the globe. Three deadly attacks today in Kuwait, Tunisia, and France. There's been speculation that they may have been inspired or even staged by ISIS, but the U.S. State Department says there's no evidence the attacks were coordinated. In Kuwait, at least 25 people were killed when a suicide bomber walked into a mosque and blew himself up. We'll get to the attack in France in a moment, but first to Tunisia, where there was a mass shooting at a beach resort. More than 30 people were killed, most of them tourists. Reporter Marine Olivezi is in Sousse, where the attack happened.
What we've been able to piece together from their testimonies is gunmen, at least two of them, arrived on the beach from the seaside. They were using a Zodiac, and they landed on the beach, opened fire at tourists who were just lying in their sunbeds. Then they moved on to the pool side of the hotel, continued the shooting there, and moved then inside the lobby of the hotel, killing more people there. And for the few hundreds of tourists who were here today and witnessed this scene, it was obviously a very shocking morning. I met one of the British tourists there. Here's what she told me.
As we ran out to run to the next hotel, the gunman was behind us, and the shots were getting closer and closer and closer. Everybody was just in shock. They didn't know what was happening.
Marine, what is known about the shooters, and is it known if the attack in Tunisia is in any way related to the one in France today?
Well, at this point, very few details are known. Everybody at this point is trying to figure out whether these gunmen have any tie to the Islamic State or to radical groups in the region. But at this point, there's nothing really that we can confirm. What is clear, though, is it highlights once again the big problem that Tunisia is grappling with. Tunisia is the country that has sent the most jihadists in Syria and Iraq. They're up to 3,000 Tunisian fighters with the Islamic State at this point in these two countries. And up to 500 of them have come back to Tunisia over the course of the last couple of years, according to authorities, which creates a huge security problem as to what happens to them once they come back. And that's clearly today, whether or not these gunmen have direct ties to the Islamic State, it highlights once again the security challenges at this point in Tunisia.
So where does this raise the level of alarm among Tunisian authorities about how many angry extremists there might be in the country right now?
I talked to you a few days ago to the president of an organization who is dealing with the cases of all these fighters who have gone to Syria and Iraq. What he told me is the lack of a cohesive policy when it comes to those who are coming back. All of them are usually at first arrested and followed by security forces, but there's no system in place to really case-by-case evaluate to which extent they have been brainwashed or they're still posing a danger for the society. So the attack like today, between the security challenges in neighboring Libya and all of these returnees from Iraq and Syria, once again, really highlight the huge challenge to tackle the problem beyond just the words and the policies that have been put in place.
Reporter Marine Olivezi is speaking with me from Sousse in Tunisia, just outside the hotel where the attack happened today. Marine, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.